That's what we call breakthrough, is where you get breakthrough of the analyte past the place that you're supposed to be collecting it. That's quite a standard technology. I had Scott Ritchie, who works with the big mosquito group. So Scott works in the lab in town, and he's also got a group working out here. And he was saying that he wants to start a PhD on a project to look at a new class of pyretrin that they're intending to use in houses in the region as an alternative to these sort of insecticides that you have to burn. And the characteristics of this particular pyretrin then is extremely volatile. So the way then you could figure out how much of that pyretrin is present, for instance, in somebody's bedroom, is simply to use one of those adsorbent beds, suck a certain volume of air through it, then take that back and analyse to find out how many ppb of pyretrin or whatever are floating around in the ambient concentration in the bedroom. It's quite important because the health implications as to how much people can sort of be exposed to these things. So the duration is important. We look at time-weighted averages for air samples. There will be occupational exposure limits then that are set on the basis of your time-weighted average and the characteristics of the compound that are found in the MSCS. So typically it will be an 8-hour period. So for ammonia, for instance, the occupational exposure standard is then 25 parts per million by volume in the atmosphere. Remember, part per million in water was a milligram per litre because it was a milligram per kilogram. In the atmosphere, you typically do it on a mole per mole basis. Or in this case here, PBMV is simply like a microlitre per litre basis. With your gas fluctuations in an environment which are changing rapidly, then you can specify much shorter periods. So in this case here, if you've got ammonia in the work environment, it's fluctuating rapidly, then if somebody's working in there for only a short period, you can specify a much higher value for the occupant.